The UN Security Council voted unanimously on Thursday to extend the mandate of the UN assistance mission in the country, UNSOM. Somalia is facing its third famine in 25 years. More than 6 million people, roughly half the population, are in need of assistance. And a UN humanitarian appeal for Somalia is only 32% funded. But on the political front, the country's been making progress. Michael Keating, the UN Special Envoy for Somalia, said the country is experiencing a moment of both tragedy and hope.
Tragedy, because a drought-induced humanitarian crisis is now engulfing the country with imminent risk of famine. Hope, because the recent electoral process has created momentum for fresh political engagement among Somalis. The announcement 48 hours ago of the cabinet, including six women, is another important step forward.
The African Union mission AMISOM remains the backbone of security in Somalia, Mr. Keating continued. A precipitant drawdown of the mission's troops could be disastrous, he warned. The head of the African Union mission in Somalia, Ambassador Francisco José Madeira, concurred. He recalled that the African Union soldiers first landed in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, 10 years ago, on March 6, 2007, under al-Shabaab gunfire and mortars.
Containing al-Shabaab today requires that we build barracks to house the Somali National Army soldiers who have already been certified and have been made aware of the UNHRDDP. It requires that these soldiers are screened, equipped, rehearsed, paid salaries, motivated, and given command on how to more effectively face the enemy.
The African Union and the Somali National Army need more support to dislodge the remaining militant groups in the Juba Valley and northeastern coastline of Somalia, Ambassador Madeira urged. The African Union is expected to start pulling its troops out of Somalia in 2018. Speaking via video teleconference from Mogadishu, Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed began by expressing his deepest sympathies to the British people and the government for Wednesday's terror attack in London. He said his country was making tangible and sustainable progress politically and warned against giving in to doom and gloom because of the challenge of drought.
The Somali government has already sounded the alarm internationally, nationally, and is leading a drive to generate funds from Somali diaspora, business community, and other sources to provide the urgent life-saving assistance to millions of our people affected by drought needed.
In February, the Somali president declared the current drought a national disaster. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom has contributed over $135 million of emergency aid to Somalia this year. The British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, said his country would join the UN and the Somalia federal government in hosting a conference in May.
The conference will assess the response to the humanitarian emergency, accelerate progress on security, and adopt a new partnership agreement that sets the terms of the relationship between Somalia and the international community for the coming years. A peaceful and prosperous Somalia is the aim we all share.
Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.